Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We talk about weird songs that people play apart from Happy Birthday to You on people's birthdays, because it's Chris's today. Also, Real or No Real with Alice Levine. I have a really strange dream which involves Hot Sweats, Jay-Z and Chocolate Spread. And we're obsessed with student uni campaign songs and videos. So more on this podcast. If you've got any more, send them in to us. BBC Radio 1. All right, Chris.
Hello, Scott. Nice to see you sober. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good.
And you missed yesterday.
Yeah. It's when I get texts like this coming through to Radio 1, that I think, what the hell happened yesterday?
It's going to be something about a parrot, right?
What happened to the parrot yesterday, Mills? I had to go and do some work and missed it. I missed the end of the show. What happened to the parrot? Why was there a parrot on?
Okay, so I found a video on the internet of a cyclist, and he's got a camera attached to his helmet, you know, head. And anyway, he's cycling down the road, and this car comes really close, like, and annoys the cyclist. So the cyclist manages to catch up with the car at some traffic, knocks on the window to get the driver to wind down the window. And then the cyclist says, "Look, can you give me a bit more room next time?" And the driver comes back with, "I'm really sorry, mate, I've got a parrot dying on me here," and points down to a parrot that's sort of in his jacket. It's the most bizarre excuse I've ever seen.
What?
It's so random. But then we were like, well, what happened to the parrot? You know, like, it became a concern. People were concerned about this parrot. So then we made it our mission to try track down what did happen to the parrot. We contacted vets. We managed to find the roads that this incident happened on. It all went off. There was like a team of people trying to investigate whether this parrot was actually okay. And the problem is, loads of people started texting in them with fake reports of the parrot's well-being. And
yeah,
stuff.
That'll happen, yeah.
And the long and short of it is, we still don't know what happened to this parrot.
Okay.
Which is tricky. So that's
it. And that was you and Matt's way of getting people to keep listening, is it?
So it's
keep listening, you'll find out about what happened to the parrot. Oh no, it sounds good. Actually, what? So we don't know.
It was similar to that time. Do you remember when there were reports of a lion sort of roaming the streets of Essex?
Yeah, I do remember that. And then we had Mark Wright on to give updates.
Yes.
Why did that happen? Anyway, I need to say to you, happy birthday.
Thanks, mate.
Happy birthday, friend.
On a Bambaleo Wednesday as well. What an honour.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. So we're still going out for a bit of Lebanese on Friday?
We're
going to
do Lebanese together.
All the meats. Yes, we are. And that's for your birthday, right? So I'll pay.
All right.
Don't mention it.
Are you actually going to do... Because often you say this on my birthday. It's like, yeah, I've got you a present, but I'll give it to you in a couple of days.
No, we're definitely going out on Friday for the Lebanese.
You definitely didn't forget my birthday today.
No, not at all.
You haven't just been reminded about it, have you?
No. Anything you've realised today, being another year older?
I've realised that I'm older than the World Wide Web.
Older than the internet?
Well, no, I said older than the internet, then I had loads of nerds onto me going, well, technically it's not older than the internet, it's older than the World Wide Web, which is apparently 25 years old.
Oh.
But anyway, you know.
And also, of course, you are now, well, you're well into the overs category.
Brilliant, thanks for that.
On X Factor, so you're probably going to be coached by Louis Walsh, and it'll be you and Tesco Mary and Wagner.
Great.
Bring it on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Still believe in magic. Well, yes, I do. Of course I do.
Can't play magic on Radio 1. Sorry.
I love this song so much.
It's really good.
Are you gonna say now, aren't you? I know you. Right, so every now and then when I've maybe been out on an evening...
Loads of people do this.
A couple of drinks. And I might be a bit emotional. And so what I'll do is not just post the lyrics to a song, I'll post the video to a song. As if, like, people are meant to infer meaning from the song, but it's not as bad as writing the lyrics.
Was that a recent one that you've done then? Just put the link to the video up. People will get it.
It's the recent one.
All right.
Well, I woke up the next morning. I was like, why did I put the Coldplay video on my... I remember now.
Emotional times. That was Coldplay and Magic on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. So many people just so up for Bambaleo Wednesday. Terry is having an awful day. And Carl in Oldham, he says, happy birthday, Starkey. Can't wait for Bumbleo Wednesday. Yeah, that's the point. You've always been older than the World Wide Web.
What do you mean?
That's what someone says.
No, I just mean it's a weird realisation now, isn't it? Now that the
haven't you always been that?
Well, yeah, definitely. Of course. But the world, it's suddenly realising that...
I know.
You know, because the World Wide Web is a thing now. A proper, like...
It really is.
I mean, you couldn't imagine life without it, could you?
No.
It's like saying...
It's fair to say it's definitely a thing now.
It's been around for ages. It's like saying...
I know what you mean. Let's not give you a hard time.
It's your birthday. That in my lifetime has now become, older than mobile phones.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Vicky says, happy birthday. You're keeping me calm before a big presentation later. Happy Bumbleo Wednesday, everybody. Gary in Rutland's had a rubbish day. Really looking forward to it. All right, then. People love this.
No,
not yet.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, one of our listeners called James has been on. He says, hi, Scott. Hey, Chris. Happy birthday, Stark.
Thank you.
He says, I just want to check something with you. Is this normal? Why are you asking us?
Oh, no. Is this a picture of a medical problem?
It's not a perineum. from the other day.
Jeez.
He says, my family have a tradition... A tradition for celebrating birthdays. We all get together and sing the happy birthday song for the person whose special day it is. Except it's not that birthday song. It's not happy birthday to you. He says, my uncle has the Stevie Wonder version on CD and makes us all sing that instead. It feels normal to me because we've been doing it for so long, but I just want to check it's not weird. Thanks, James. I think it is weird because it has the world's longest introduction. So therefore, imagine like they've just literally someone's put the lights out in the living room. Everyone's gathered around. Well, David and Kathy are there with the kids. A cake has been brought out. Everyone's in darkness. And then they start this song. But nothing happens in it for ages.
I've heard this in a restaurant before.
You would have. So everyone's just still sat there. Waiting for something to happen. And now,
poppers in hand, yeah, I imagine. Just party ready. Poppers.
It's a good 2 minutes before anything happens on this song.
Is it?
Mm.
We're good. We're doing this, are we?
Okay. Now. Okay, but now it's still another 30 seconds until they get to happy birthday.
It's like you're on hold.
Yeah, it's just like, it's going to be really awkward for all the family, all the friends there. At least with Happy Birthday to You, it's straight in. It's Happy Birthday, right? So everyone can start immediately. Yeah. With this, you've got 3 minutes before you get to the actual bit that you want to get to.
Oh, but
why doesn't your uncle just take it to that part of the CD? It would make it a lot less awkward for everybody.
It's not everyone's a DJ, Mills.
It's not hard to skip 2 minutes in. Come on.
I'd be surprised.
When it drops, though. Go. Yes.
Achoo.
That took 3 minutes.
I appreciate it, though.
James, that is a bit weird.
You've stopped it. Oh, God, I thought you were going to have to go back to the beginning.
Oh. Can you imagine? Oh, I've stopped it. Oh, I don't know how to work these CDs. Oh, we just have to wait a few minutes. Right, take the cake back out.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Kate says, that isn't weird. I play Stevie Wonder down the phone to my mum and dad on their birthdays. What, the full version? Even more awkward on the phone. Claire says, it's totally normal. Our family do this at every birthday as well. We just dance around a bit to the intro. Still really awkward, I think.
Mm.
Especially if the CD skips back to the beginning again. It's like, oh, good, another 3 minutes. Hey, listen.
Mm.
I think there's nothing better than when you're out just at a random restaurant that might rhyme with Cranky and Kenny's, and there's some poor person that's being they're hating it, but they are being sang happy birthday to.
Why are they hating it?
Well, because it's just really embarrassing. Like, you know, my ex-flatmate?
Yeah.
Sometimes he will go to that restaurant and tell them that it's their, his mate's birthday just because he absolutely hates it.
I like mistrusting places as well who will ask for a driving licence or some kind. It sort of takes the magic away, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
When you say it's your birthday.
Yeah. But like, he does it every time to this guy because he absolutely hates the attention of it. But anyway.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Right, we're all going to stand on our chair now and pretend we're in a 90s themed diner.
Are we?
Off of America, yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm wearing a badge saying I am five.
Is this what happens?
I'm having forced fun. Hi, can I take your order today?
I'm on a stool.
Can I take your order today?
Wrong chair to use.
Oh, here's a cake.
Oh, thank you.
Also, to create that American diner experience, I've popped to the shop and got some nachos.
Incredible.
No cheese, just
wow,
the salsas. That's all right.
So, okay.
And that's it.
Right.
Oh, hang on, there's another disco hit I can play for you if you want.
Oh, this is
first
one and a half, this is.
You're having a good time because I'm playing Good Times. Oh, you could have taken them out of the packet.
No expense spared on the... on the nachos.
Oh, at least they could have come in a bowl, like in a diner.
Do you know what? Thank you.
That's all right.
This is wicked. Can I get off my stool?
Yeah, get off your stool now. Party's over.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. You know what day it is. Oh, God. Should we do it this time? Should we do it?
Oh, it's got to be done. Come on, I'm in the mood now.
Wednesday's on. Open the salsa.
Get it open. No, you weakling.
Weakling? Because someone couldn't open a jar of salsa. Oh, you weakling.
Oh. Lush.
Do you feel like you're in a Mexican?
This is my favourite show ever.
Yeah. Nacho, cheese flavour.
I'm boshing nachos on Radio 1. Who would have thought?
I know, happy birthday. You're welcome, don't mention it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, we're not eating in the studio. That was just one nacho that passed Chris's lips and now he's moved them out of the studio. Mm. God, you lot are such laggers.
Yeah, I'm moving it now.
Stop dobbing us in. God, you can't eat in the studio, all right.
Well, you know what? I got a bit excited with the Bambaleo Wednesday as well and shouted over
that. Have you messed
yourself? I just mean another time in the show. Maybe we'll give it a burst and I'll shut up.
Sure.
Jeez.
There's a lot of excitement. It's your birthday.
I know.
You know, these things happen. American Authors, best day of my life. This is Scott Mills. Oh, dear, I'm enjoying this today. Okay, example coming up, and also Alesso, Katy Perry, she's a dark horse, and Panic at the Disco.
I've got a treat for you. And you know we're becoming proper obsessed with these student campaign videos that are going on at the moment.
Well, it started off with our friends at LSU.
Yep. And then
a few months ago.
And then we had Irish Brian.
Oh, I love Brian.
Who encouraged us to vote for him to the sound of Royals.
I'm Irish Brian, don't you know?
There's another one that's doing the rounds at the moment. Now, like, we've been obsessed with this for a while.
Yeah. It's good to see that other people are picking up on it, because I saw one in one of the papers today, did I?
Yeah, and this is it.
Oh.
And it's brilliant. The video to this one is a work of art. Now, what they want to encourage you to do is vote for Jason, who's going for the co-president sports and development officer role at his union.
The thing is, how do you, like, you're talking about sports and development. How do you make that sound, like, cool in a pop song? You don't.
No, exactly. Yeah. So he's decided to do one of these kind of videos, like the LSU, and he's done it to the sound of Thrift Shop.
Of course. The video, you've just shown me a bit of it, is very good. It's looking quite cool, Jason, in this one.
Sports and development.
Not so much.
There's a new president in the SU. He's on the money. I'm not being funny. We're all voting Jason.
Walk up to the union like, what up? I'm a B-nuck. I'm so pumped about some gear from the color shop. Bears on the logo, it's so damn funky. The people like,
damn, that's a real sports junkie.
2.5 years ago, I was there tennising. Second week, second team, hashtag. I became captain, taking on responsibility. But ain't about my glory, give the team every piece of me. Tennis.
man, I've been president since.
Look at him,
so good. It's really good.
One team of the year got the
tennis.
There's a link to this video on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now.
Vote Jason. Did he win or is he still...
I don't know what's going on there, but I just love his video.
Where's Jason from?
I think it's... Is it the Royal Holloway?
London, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good one. That's a good one to add to our collection. Thank you, Jason.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills, hello. Royal Holloway finally getting noticed thanks to the amazing campaign video, says Catherine on Twitter. Yeah, we love it because it's amazing. You can get the word sports and development into Thrift Shop by Macklemore.
Sports and development.
Tennis.
And man, I've been president since.
I think that's my favourite bit.
Yeah. Membership. One team
tennis.
Got the performance package. £10,000 of funding, man. PIS or treasurer. Vote for me and I can help you with your sponsorship. I'ma take that big old style. I'ma take that big dog style. Not for real. I asked Ian, can I have your hand-me-downs? 6 months and counting. I've been in the office. Rocking student activities just like Colossus.
I think we need to see politicians doing this now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's loads of these student campaign videos about.
That needs to be next. Like local election.
Exactly. All it needs is one like proper decent MP to waste some time doing one of these videos.
Local
and I'll
MPs
be happy.
Would be good at it as well. Yeah, because they'd be awful.
It's the fact that they're like in all these videos, they're singing manifestos to yeah. a pop song.
Yeah, it's great though.
Development.
We're obsessed with these at the moment, and there's so many. And the more we play them, the more people tell us about the ones at their university. So thank you for all of these. In fact, we made a little compilation, and now ask yourself the question: would you buy this album?
It's the album no one's been waiting for. Now, that's what I call a bad idea. They are so bad, they are amazing. Celebrating the genius of student campaign videos all over the United Kingdom.
Sports
featuring Vote Jason.
I'd buy this.
He's on the money. I'm not being funny. We're all voting Jason.
So you should vote for Brian.
Irish Brian.
Number one for president. Because the same old just won't do. I'll make a difference for you.
Yes.
Who can forget one of the greatest covers of all time? From the Loughborough Student Union.
La, 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 la.
Celebrating the best in student union campaign videos. Now, that's what I call a bad idea. Out now.
Good, wasn't it?
I love it.
And unlike Joey Essex, I can remember all the tracks that are on my album. That was classic yesterday, wasn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm feeling for Grimmy now for next week. So yeah. Monday, it's going to be Radio 1 Sport Relief Challenge. He has got a ridiculous amount of miles to do on Monday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. He texted me last night going, "Hiya from the bike." Picture, he was just really bored.
Well, they've started to put the box up, haven't they?
Yeah, so this is going to be happening in a Perspex box outside the BBC. You'll be able to watch all of this streaming online all day Monday. I think I'm going to go there for the start, and then I'm doing part of the show with Grimmy and cycling part of the way as well from about 7:30 on Monday morning. But the whole thing starts from 6:30 on Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy. Show your support. We'll be telling you exactly how you can do that. But he's just going to have to cycle like he's never cycled before. I mean, it's going to be awful.
Mm.
It's a lot of cycling. And he's been training so hard. He said that like yesterday he was on the bike forever. He says, "I'm looking at it like 12 1-hour cycles rather than a 12-hour one." And I was like, that's a good idea. It's going to be hard. I mean, it's not just him, we need to say. There's a lot of... Radio 1 DJs, we're going to have a go as well.
We're all going to do our bit to try help yep. along the way, aren't we?
Lots of celebrities will be turning up throughout the day to help with the challenge as well. 12,000 miles!
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a ridiculous amount. So we will be asking for your support. Make sure you watch and listen from 7 a.m. on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Monday morning with Grimmy and the Sport Relief Challenge. I'm just worried about staying on the saddle for that long, you know?
He's going to... feel a lot of pain.
It's going to be
saying.
It's going to be the undercarriage.
It
mostly.
Is, yeah.
Like
obviously
after that long, do you know what I mean? But the best of luck. to him. I mean, did you see on Twitter he's been offered all sorts of creams?
Has he?
Yeah, yeah, it's probably best.
Well, it's because we've spoken at length about the hardships he's going to encounter downstairs.
It'll be mostly the Biffin's Bridge that he's got to... that's going to be the problem.
I mean, it's 1,000 miles. It's a big old distance, that.
So, Monday morning, make sure you show your support because it's going to be hard. I mean, the toughest thing he's ever done. But all for sport relief, so all good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get this completely cleared up. No, Grimmie is not cycling 1,000 miles in 12 hours on his own.
He's certainly not cycling 12,000 miles, as you...
I did say 12,000. It's because I'm getting confused with how many hours it is. So it's going to be 1,000 miles in 12 hours, but it's not just him. Like, loads of other people are going to help him on different bikes. And I like people that are going, well, that would average about 83.3 miles an hour. So, good luck. without Sir Chris Hoy, good luck. No, there's going to be loads of other people. I mean, we're going to try and help, aren't we?
Yeah, and I can cycle at 80 miles an hour.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know what to say to Grimmie at this stage because it is going to be horrible. But it's all for sport relief, so it's a really good cause. But I didn't know how to end the conversation on text yesterday. He said, "Are you doing some with me?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah, I'll be around. You know, try and make it more fun." He was like, "It's not going to be lol for me." And I was like, "I really admire you for doing this. But what do you do? Because it's, I mean, do you say don't try not to think about it?" Because it's going to be awful. It's going to be... It's a long time on a bike. Everyone's like, oh, it's not that bad. No, it's really bad. Oof. Think about it.
We're going to support him. That's the main thing.
We'll support you for all the chafing and all the hard times. Got some great cream suggestions coming in. I'll pass them on to him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Jamila's on at 3:30 with me on the official chart update. Got something for you which you will love. It's the last week of the official chart competition. So we're going to give away some tickets today because it's like the last set of tickets. More on that in a minute. We need to say hello to some international Bumbaleo people. We have got John listening in Thailand, waiting for it. Samantha, who's in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, waiting for a sneaky Bumbaleo Wednesday. And everyone across the UK, maybe you're skiving off work today. What a coincidence, it's nice weather. Maybe you're working really hard. Maybe you're doing an essay. Or college or uni work. Get them nachos back on, Chris. Happy birthday.
I love them.
Why'd your body down?
Who was it who dances like this, Scott?
Who was this? Jay-Z.
That was it, yeah.
I had a really weird dream about Jay-Z last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I hate...
One of those.
I hate people talking about dreams on the radio. What did you dream of last night? Really, really crap. But let me just say, I was really so stressed by it, I had to actually go downstairs afterwards and get a jar of chocolate spread out of my cupboard. This sounds horrible, it's not. And actually just spoon it into my mouth because I needed sugar.
Why do you need sugar?
I don't know, I just felt so stressed, I just went for the chocolate spread and just put a whole mouthful of it in my mouth.
It really does give an insight into your life, doesn't it, this?
Yeah, it does. That's what I do when I'm really stressed. Get some sugar down your son. You never had it from the jar?
I don't understand why you woken up after a nightmare, by the sounds of it, about Jay-Z.
Just comforting.
And your first thought was go down and spoon yourself some chocolate spread?
Yeah, straight in the mouth. It's just comforting. Basically, I was, I was doing the official chart on Radio 1, actually, and Jay-Z walks in unannounced, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Jay-Z. So I'm like, hey, trying to be cool. So would you mind announcing the official number one for me? He's like, yeah, I'm just going to be here for a while hanging out. I was like, oh my God, this is literally, if I get this on video as well, this is going to guarantee me a job at Radio 1 probably for the rest.
It's a real dream.
Yeah. Probably for the rest of my life. I'm going to get this. I'm going to have this job forever. Ben Cooper's going to be loving me so much.
Right.
He's the boss. So I get my phone out and I'm like, God, this is incredible. I've got to video this, right? My phone does not go on video. So all I'm doing is taking constant photos of Jay-Z.
No.
And the video is not working and I can't get it to work. And it just doesn't happen. And I'm like, okay, do it again. I'll make sure the video's on now. Doesn't happen. And the video, it's locked on photo. I can't do it. And then I wake up and then I need the chocolate spread.
So you're stressing because you can't video Jay-Z to be able to show our big boss, Ben.
Yeah, because I want you to know, you need to listen and watch these days. You
so you're dreaming of our big boss, Ben.
No, I'm not.
And Jay-Z.
No, I'm not dreaming.
Mate, you're taking your work home.
Mate, I'm not dreaming of Ben. I'm just dreaming of, I'm having a stress dream about not getting Jay-Z on video. Because it's all very well him being on the radio, but like it's got to be visual now as well, you know? It was a real work stress dream.
Right.
And then that's when I generally reach for the chocolate spread.
Money.
Welcome to my life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not even hot, really, but a bit sunny. I wonder how many of our listeners have got their tops off today. Tops off, lads. Any girls in bikinis? I'm seeing that loads of people on my Twitter are like, yeah, we're just not really doing any uni work. We're just on the roof, drinking cider. They are. Jordan, day off at uni, chilling on the roof in the sun.
Mm.
Got a cider on with Yasmin and Emily. Too soon for tops off?
Do you reckon that militant person will be outside the pub, sort of keeping people back behind the line?
Oh, I hate her. It's like, get a real job. Just going to stand behind the line there. Oh, seriously? The drinks police are on, are they again?
Mm.
As soon as it goes above 12 degrees.
But I'm all for it. And I text you whenever it's sunny, going, right, brilliant, shorts weather.
It's
let's do a barbecue or something. And you get so angry, man.
It's not. It's like it's 12 degrees, sometimes 14 or 15. It's not hot.
It feels great.
Having said that, we'll probably get lots of texts now to 81199 of people with their tops off. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine, I'm keen.
Afternoon.
Hello. How are you? Yeah, I'm all right. I don't recognise you with your hair down.
It's lovely.
I've just washed it. Why is everybody freaking out?
What, because you've washed your hair?
Dry shampoo for a year and a half and then you wash it and everyone thinks you look nice.
Well, so you haven't washed your hair for a year and a half?
No.
What? Someone else does it. That's how she rolls. It's like, you know how it is in Victorian era. Is it a statement?
A statement?
Yeah.
What, for your birthday?
Well, is it like a fashion statement?
No, I just haven't. Just haven't put it up because it's usually in like a bouffon, isn't it? So I've just left it down.
Hey, help yourself to some nachos and cake, by the way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks. I've had some of the old red velvet.
Oh.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Stop it.
He thinks that it's well posh having red velvet. It is.
Yeah.
But it's widely available in all supermarkets now, I think.
I was going to say, you've definitely got that from a cash and carry.
No, I have not.
It's on the like silver board when you've bought it from somewhere.
That doesn't matter. Cheap. No, it isn't from somewhere cheap. I hate that.
I wouldn't have got it from anywhere cheap for you
for your birthday.
My favourite one is actually in the shape of a caterpillar, but I know how you roll and you've gone to a posh bakery somewhere and splashed out, and I thank you for it.
Thank you. And we were trying to create a 90s American diner with the salsa and nachos vibe, but it's not really happening.
You've gone mild salsa, I see.
Yeah. He doesn't like hot.
That says it all, doesn't
it? He can't do
living mild. Life on the edge.
So Alice has invited herself back now every week to play Real or No Real.
That's really mean, because you just said off air, it's a delight. And
it
now
is.
You're telling everybody that I've invited myself.
I kind of did, but it's still good that you're on. Because we have a laugh, don't we? We have a laugh.
Don't we
have a laugh, though?
It's just nice to get out of the house 5 hours before I'm supposed to be at work.
Exactly. So Alice is on at 10 o'clock tonight. And what is occurring on your show this evening?
Well, so Phil is at that dead cool South by Southwest festival, all about music, Texas vibes. But Dan Kroll, friend of the show, is going to come co-host with me. I think because they don't trust me on my own. So
yeah,
just,
they do.
Do you think it's all right?
You've done shows on your own before.
Yeah, I've been doing it all week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Should Philip be worried about that?
I don't know. Do you think if we get on really, really well, it'll be Kroll and Levine forever.com?
It sounds like a bad solicitor.
That sounds appalling.
Kroll and Levine?
Even Levine and Kroll.
That sounds more solicitor-like, though. So Dan Kroll is co-hosting the show with Alice tonight from 10 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. What does he bring to the table?
He's bringing us loads of good music. He's going to pick 10 of his favourite records. And do you know that Magpie track that we've been playing loads? Annie Mac loves it as well.
Yes, I've heard that.
He actually introduced us to that. So I'm pretty sure he's going to bring some corkers.
Right, that's tonight from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Alice is going to play Real or No Real with us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine is here. And what about these facts? Are they facts or are they just made up a few minutes ago?
In the 16th century, someone who dressed in fancy or elaborate clothes was called a prick-me-dainty.
You'll know this, being from Victorian times. No, it's not Victorian.
Yeah, not really. Not so much. Yeah.
So 16th century.
So much information just hit us there, right.
I know, take it all in.
I noticed the word dainty in that, which is a phrase used for a sort of well-dressed person, isn't it?
I thought it was for a kind of a small person or of a kind of...
Oh, yeah, delicate.
Are flighty. Are you thinking of dapper?
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
No, prick me dainty is what they were called.
Yeah, the word dainty sticks out for me in that.
That's not the bit that sticks out for me.
I mean, neither. Far from it.
I think, what are you going to say for this one, Alice?
I feel like this is a setup. I think that could, because it's so ridiculous, be true. I think that's real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yes, off to a flying start, Alice Levine.
Oh, yeah.
What about this one? Try this one out.
Last year, CBBC's Sam and Mark took a holiday in the Norfolk Broads, cycling on a tandem.
Oh, I love a tandem.
They do everything together.
Yeah,
they
do.
Are they the new Dick and Dom?
Not so much. They've been around for a while now.
They're off of CBeebies.
Well, they're off of Pop Idol or something,
oh, yeah,
aren't they?
Back in da-day, but now off of CBBC.
And I don't even think they were a double act then. I'm sure they were.
No, they put themselves
artists
together. Like, no one asked them to, but they took it upon themselves to do it anyway.
It was the one occasion that, yeah, Simon Cowell didn't just put them together. They put themselves together after the show.
I don't know really why that happened. I think they were just friends on the show, and now, I mean, yeah, they do everything together, literally everything.
They did a cover of the Beatles' Get By With A Little Help From My Friends, and then... they did.
Yeah, they did. Oh, you're such a geek. How do you know that?
And
Do you have the Panama sticker book for Sam and Mark?
but I'm still, sure they've still got a massive fan base, haven't they?
Yeah, and they're still very much on. Very much on.
Cool.
So I mean, some people still ask them to come on this show.
Yeah, I know. We get requests.
But weirdly, all of the Twitter names are an amalgamation of Sam and Mark in different orders.
Yes.
All the letters mixed up.
Yeah. So, real or no real, they went on a cycling holiday on a tandem.
Yes, they totally did that.
I'm gonna say
absolutely real.
Saying real, yeah?
Yeah.
Both of you.
That one is no real.
Surprising.
No, wrong. It's wrong.
Wrong. Next.
Hot drinks taste different depending on the colour of cup they're in.
What?
Something's just been placed next to me.
Oh, science. Right.
Here's the science.
Is this what we're doing then? Right. Go on then, Alice.
Do I have to share a cup?
I guess you just tell us if this is real or no real then.
Both of these cups are dirty. Does that affect the taste?
That's fine.
Are they dirty? How disgusting.
It's really grim. There's like a scum on the blue one. Right, okay. So I'm going to go red first.
Oh, radio gold.
Radio gold.
Ooh, lovely that. Nice English breakfast. Builders. Okay.
Crack on, Alice. Charts, you
know,
on the way.
You know your teas. Is that a Lapsang Souchong?
Oh.
You're one of those right. type of people that puts lemon in their tea, aren't you?
Absolutely,
no.
Yes.
You like Earl Grey.
No, no,
well, I do.
She'll be
a Lady Grey.
Do you? Lady Grey? What even is that?
Is that such a thing?
Yeah, it is. I do like a Lady Grey.
OMG. Okay, hot drinks taste different in different cups. Real or no real?
Exactly the same. Grace.
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, you're both doing badly today.
What's wrong with my taste buds?
They do taste different. That one is real. That's a good fact for the pub later. And if you're going to the pub, if not, then not. And next.
Last week, Alice Levine was papped outside BBC Radio 1 reception, sniffing her armpits to check for any body odour issues.
Right, so did that happen last week, Alice Levine?
Stop it, what is that in your hand?
Oh, you've got a brown envelope.
Dossier, which we sometimes bring out.
For God's sake.
On real or no real. So just casually, well, you know there's always paps outside, so Alice was just sniffing her armpits, checking everything's fresh down there. And
did it say down there?
You don't smell that bad.
No, what do you mean
which
that
I
bad?
Mean that it's, no, you smell
good.
Normal, good.
Normal.
What do you mean? Okay, well, what do you want me to say? You
Let's
smell
say
great.
She smells
that's
great.
A lie.
There we are.
I wear that deodorant that's like says it protects you for like 150 hours. So
what, Mum?
I never believe that.
Deodorant of nurses.
Is there a roll-on?
No. Roll-on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so a roll-on.
So a roll-on, lady. Lady
what does
Gray.
That mean? Stop judging me.
Lady Gray in a roll on. Anyway, did you sniff your armpits outside and get caught on camera?
Oh, God, probably. I'm so sweaty. What is that dossier? Come on, have you got photos?
Well, I may have the photos. Real or no real?
I would never, ever do that. You know that I'm such a prude.
So you're saying no real?
I would go into the radio on toilets and smell my armpits there.
Okay.
No
so
real?
You wouldn't do it in public.
No real.
For competition, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yeah, nothing here.
Oh, thank God.
Nothing here in the brown envelope at all, just a little.
I love that you went to that trouble just to scare me.
We often do, and sometimes it really does scare people. So, what's in there? Nothing. At the end of that,
Alice got 20, I got nothing. Happy birthday.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Good, Alice Levine. And tonight, don't forget, it's a good show. You should listen. Alice with Dan Kroll tonight from 10 p.m. Loads of good music on BBC Radio 1. That's all the fun we had on Wednesday on Radio 1. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 or get the podcast if you can't listen live. Tomorrow at 1:45. All right, ladies! It's Mark Wright on Bingo.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.